或者就是只有买到那个，然后做没有那么大的，就是有时你可以拿手套，我可以上去给你做个按摩，这样子的话，然后我一直在做的是突然之间。Our neighbor no longer trusts in Europe, and it's also a way to consume the house of four corners that somehow has. But, when we get the word, he was not really getting the ball in each corner. He said earlier, he looked at each child as an undergraduate, and he was like, where is he? He brought school to the building, and she said, So you're not always going to put Jesus in the Bible in the gospel. But, you know, when you get a handful of articles together that are really exciting, or I told you also, you might remember, that it wasn't entirely based on scholarly, because it did have a couple of hundred articles in it. But maybe I could say that before my interview, and it is reviewed in there, probably 10,000 articles. And for someone who really had a secondary, it was Jesus was never in the Word of God. I wrote an article about it, but it was published in the very last before saying it came into that interview. But the point I want to make, I was saying that I had a little obvious and probably that I was going to get out of the book. But the point I really want to make that I really can is that while considering being about to write an article, I thought it was worth noting. I thought it worth exploring. I thought it worth saying something about that we who, you know, I did it some years ago, and I don't know if it's been years ago since I wrote it, maybe you've heard something said, but I read it. That both the churches of Christ and the disciples of Christ, which, if you don't know, well, 120 years ago, were considered the same body. And some of your tribes that basically were, for the most part, one body. The Christian church, what was called the BOC, the Church of Christ, was simply considered to be one and the same. And the thing that broke up the metal that they were was the enslavement. I've also heard, and I believe I've read some things about this, but this is a church up here along the top of the temple, and people who have passed the word of God. The church is virtually a form. You associated with the body of people. Perhaps they could be the congregation as well. I don't know all of the details about this, so I don't talk completely. But anyway, it used to be said that that's why I apologize, but I thought I'd never met you along the line. But it used to be said that among those Bibles that we published more times than our brotherhood than any other group or denomination. And I must tell you, I don't know if that's true or not, but I do believe it. We're sure we can. We publish Bible. We have been for years and years. And so, I remember my book library. I remember reading stuff out of this library. We've written books, but we've written a lot of articles, and we've had a lot of publications. I've read a lot of that stuff. That's where you write a good bit of the book. And subscribe to our book. Dr. Lambert, who had for 150 years, is not that. Therefore, so you can practically every time they start a letter, they publish something on it. You're just a word of serving a civil conversation all over the world forever. And all of these publications. And for all our talk about Jesus, for all our writing, it's amazing how little demons seem to be filled with. I've known that when I was 25 years old, that I was in the season of sin. I didn't know what it was. I didn't really comprehend it anyway. And then I was in the world and I didn't know for a long time what I was supposed to do with that information. But it was something. It stuck with me. And I thought to myself, in years, I was probably in the middle for every time. I don't know that verse. when you walk well. Look at the customer in you. When you say, only because you heard me, it's really the whole concept of what are you trying to know? It's all that's going to be is it important enough? But it's not about your health for me. Probably not know your health. Come to work on the side of your goal, and you strongly went out. I know it was really sweet to be on Jesus. I don't want to get out of the Lord. Maybe not liking Jesus so much was forcing me out of what I realized. So I realized about being pretty hard and reflecting on it more recently. And I would say more in the past probably 6 years or so than what I've been on TV. That it came already over my head and on my heart. And realize that in my preaching, I spent a lot of time focused on things that aren't different. Yet seeing it in focus. Now, I'm not talking about how I know you can preach something differently. So it doesn't mean that I'm not even preaching or not publicly saying that you know what Jesus is or what Jesus is. While I'm still doing that, I'm still with Jesus across me or in articles or classes or anything else I want to say. Now, I've never really said this to myself, but the more times that I want to admit that, that Jesus has been brought out, that I brought Jesus out, not as a point, not as a focus, but as a quarter of the point, not only. It wasn't Jesus that we built it up. It wasn't Jesus that we built it up. It wasn't his character, his quality, his person, his glory that drove it. It wasn't kind of starting to do this, and maybe this is it's more nuanced, it's more something I need to focus on, but I'm just staring at you. Since then, it's one of the most amazing ones I've heard that hadn't been a whole. And oftentimes, it wasn't Christ who was going to help. It was just a whole that I was trying to make. And Christ was brought in to support them. Jesus may have done something that I thought would have. I mean, for me, sure it was Jesus to help me, but don't you still have to admit that it helps my chest to possibly do it, because being so amazing that no matter what mess you're making with him, you don't need to come through one way or another. But I think I would have done better on those listening and I would make more and making sure that I would sign on him and all of these particular things. If I were the first to be first, then maybe more than it would have been. Paul was clear. Not
all the descriptions we get of Paul, certainly it's clear in this chapter that you, all of you who are on the receiving end of what's happening here, are the product of what's happening in my personal life. In my personal relationship with God, and in fact, I'm going to encourage that you, that God's family, that you deserve to come home from your real lives. And it's a God who knows that you and you, you know, it's not happening in the readers and sometimes a little bit of indifference, boo-boo, a little bit. I'll say to my son sometimes, I'll say to the office, or I'll say at home sometimes, I'll say, you know, I remember the days. I remember the days of saying, I don't know, the biggest, you know, Christmas movies, when you're older, 6 months old. I remember the days of daily survival and working for the jobs and you can first day of the week wake me up at 4 in the morning or 4:30 in the morning and get to work at 5 and then run me out and run my mom all day and leave off work and go into your get off job and that kind of job which is not 6 months and five and constant for years. And you walk out and you get the world and dealing with all of that nonsense you're dealing with people in the world and then you not satisfying them and they're not giving you your money, this whole race, you know, of everything that you find for them. The blood, sweat, and tears every day that you go through on that day. Every once in a while, with myself. These good people that are unsavory things, that devils treat in their lives, they're paying on the bird in 40, 50 years. And we get sick and we get up and get sick in the summer. In the warmth and the rain. So we have to buy some very part of the world that ever known. And bathed with the glory of Christ every day. But it's not a mistake. And later, he comes in our church and present congregations. I remember that, and I hold on myself. It's a fun day. We're going to blame Paul. Is that me? You deserve to come in from that. That you survive in number 6 days of hell on earth. Just changing my anything. And you refuse it. You have a life and glory in Christ and suffering on you. How are you? And build you up and strengthen you and heavy burdens and see the Lord Jesus Christ that you just come. Where the grace of God that you heard the world and the praise and your eyes will be praised. My time is over. The invitation of Isaiah and Paul, and John, who were called in the very presence of Jesus and Mary himself. The invitation of Moses and Peter and James and God, who were called out on his holy lands and spending time with God. And he was going to come out of his great temple. Come down off this mountain. I hope that my voice has carried some of that glory and some of the sun that I could glad to see all the privilege of what you feel about me and share that with you. And share with you the life of Jesus Christ and the truth of it. No matter the size no matter who calls. If you start believing God, if you believe that's not some of us, then I think it's not in that church that we're here in heaven. That pride will be put in any part of this universe and battle. All of you who are waiting on the Lord to bring him down in your lives will be renewed in your strength, and you will not have to remain for Jesus. And it will run and never be weary, and walk and never find him. I think that there is hyperbole in Scripture. I don't believe a lot of what, or some of what, I don't believe in hyperbole. Maybe even technically at all, but it's not the same for the sixth and one of the things that we focus on that almost the unconscious is being to help write the temple of the Spirit. With the eyes of the water on the place, with the eyes that are learning the storm. And we can be able to see. And we learn not to know anything alone, except Jesus Christ and being crucified. Verse 6 is the whole message of the letter could have been different. It was a temple that could not have been built at all. But I think the whole rest of the letter possibly would have been lost. Maybe it was important. The whole thing could have been cut off in verse 2. Where Paul says, Don't you remember that when I was with you, I was delivering clothes and nothing. But I was in Christ to show you Christ and hear him crucified. Are the problems important? Do the problems need addressed? Do we need chapter 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 all the way 13 and all the way into the next? Do we need to go? Well, we do. But we see where he starts. And we see him calling their minds after the night was mentioned. Do you remember? All I had to do really was to hear that and to re-savor. We're focused on Christ and his crucified. This is not a problem, not one. That the church has become the ability to do, but to devour themselves of each other. That is important in the civil way. That if we don't change it, we've got a single problem that needs to be corrected or dealt with by always being sure of the focus. No matter what the particulars of the issue is, the focus is on what there is to do. Rather than being so much concerned on what there is not to do. The emphasis on Christ has been crucified. The reason why they were in the predicament they were in is because they had taken the cross of Christ and hidden his body. I'm determined that he will be in the moment of acceptance. Where do you suppose where these clothes, these writings have come from, because none of them came from the focus stage on him. That's your soul. It wasn't because we weren't enough holes in the wall, but the problem was the wind. Even our eyes fix and focus upon Christ at all times, making sure that He's elevated and glorified and do more to protect. Because that causes anger and the influence that hunger that seems to be calling us not to do. I believe all of this biblically with every Bible. And so being loaded the largest ball in that world will go into that. If you were to ask me to say one pinball out of your eye, and fire will all be released. And Paul said, I'm imposing with excellence of speech and words of wisdom. Not that he didn't have it in relation to the previous one, but he wasn't capable. It's not that Paul didn't do it. He could have taken the rest of it. So it's not that he didn't have it. It's not that he didn't have all the things that he could talk about, what ways he could relate to them. It's just that he knew that staying focused on Christ was the only way to keep the spirit correct. And he refused to get hold off course from preaching Christ and being crucified. We'll never exhaust this. We know we've happened to be started. Individual Christians, all of us, each of us, in your church, in our church, our ministers, our elders, all of us collectively, we cannot march to the Lord. We cannot. If we march to the glory of anything, even our theology, our beloved systems and programs and traditions, not that these things in themselves are evil. They're not. But we can never march to the Lord the promise is in the name of or for the glory of His beloved and in Jesus Christ and He crucified. Not if we want to write this meaning us. This is a lesson that we teach that's unique in this Christ life, but it's unique in this crucifixion. It's in the crucifixion, the actual physical crucifixion of Christ, that we find our life, that we find life at all. None of us ever. All of us, we have the physical sovereignty of this. But the suffering of the cross was in its name itself, and it leads to a greater end. We have purpose. We have purpose. The suffering of Christ has purpose. A purpose that has far less to do with us does not say nothing about the rules. He knows. Not only do we have to do the things, we have to do the things. I'm saying we have far less to do with us than it was the Father and Son. Man will sin. That's their business. That's the business of God that is happening on the cross. By sins, as no grace in the universe, and to sweep all of us up into in power, the most important thought. And it's the glory of the motivations and the purposes of the Holy of God Himself. It will better not at all, since not one human being saved by the power of the cross, though all of them could have been saved by the power of the cross, it would better that none of them were saved by the power of the cross. It will have nothing. Because it primarily and foremost is about the relationship between the Father and the Son and the kid. That problem had to be solved whether anybody agrees about it. He made him to be sin. Didn't make him sinful, but he made him to be sin. Truly, the both times are going to be there. I think, at the very least, that we can be certain as we were absorbing the world in one life, absorbing in one person, the weight of all sin. He himself stood apart from him in the fall of the tree. In the old days, the light of salt, the tree, will be open. What if no one had a chance to run? The tree will be open. The crucifixion of the tree can be not itself. Holy life of the nation of the cross. The great reading is this, the one who has this to the but it also a meaning to one another, in other words, Jesus himself is in the cross. And too, it is if I will be with the cross. If I feel with the devil, but here we are again. Only if I can look for that. If I am with God, I have to be with God. What if I am with God? I'm human. Is that I said to God? You probably have. Because God knows your heart beyond me and your name. But I would say to God, I'm not saying my way, the only better off. the ones I'm allowed to do. If you just don't ever get out of that here, well, that's how I need to see him in my preaching and in my life so that God can move for it. How many times have we tried? How many lessons have been brought out of the scriptures of how much we want to help God? And how much morality is witness of you, God? God will fix this for you. How many times those things that we want to fix it for God, we want to do what we think God is capable of doing? And we go around in the whole circle, wasting energy. Not relying on him, but relying on our genius. For what people? For all people. What if? Why does it take 25 years? What if we start looking at that? Why is it so scary? What we just refuse to do is what happens. What is under permanent? Not for anything. We must have lives. Except Jesus. We must. Let him crucify. Thank you.